Welcome back to Insight on Cap Radio. I'm your host, Vicky Gonzalez. This week, California's emergency declaration for the COVID-19 pandemic came to an unceremonious end. Many of the laws, regulations, ordinances, and recommendations that have been in place for the past 3 years are now gone. While the most severe aspects of the pandemic may be behind us, the fact remains that COVID is still here. But when we reflect over the past 3 years, and it really is kind of a blur, we'll never forget all that we went through, from social distancing, virtual learning, bare shelves at stores, scrambling for toilet paper and paper towels, long lines to get tested or even get a vaccine. Those memories will stay with our generation forever. Over the past 3 years, Cap Radio's visual journalist Andrew Nixon has been documenting those moments and memories through his camera lens. And if you're a visitor to our website, capradio.org, you have no doubt seen his work. Andrew just published his latest digital article, which posted this morning, and joins us now with a retrospective of some of the work during the pandemic. Hey, Andrew.
Hi, Vicky.
So you've been a visual journalist at Cap Radio for almost 12 years. What have the past 3 years been like for you as a photojournalist?
It's been very different. I mean, photojournalism is usually done in person, right? It's done in confined spaces, and it's done over long periods of time in those confined spaces. So that kind of all went out the window when the COVID arrived, and we decided that those were all things we shouldn't be doing.
Yeah, and you had a professional duty of, you know, photojournalists capture history, and this was a huge defining moment in history, but you also had personal risks as well. How did you manage those risks of exposing yourself, especially in the early days of the pandemic, and actually accomplishing getting your job done?
Well, we didn't know really at first how it was spreading. So, you know, the masking and the social distancing and stuff, that wasn't immediate. There were suggestions, but it wasn't as clear as it is now how you actually contract it or spread it to others. And so I just kind of limited my time with people and limited my exposure to others just in general, because I didn't want to be spreading this to everyone I encountered, you know? So,
yeah. What do you know now about our community that maybe you didn't know pre-pandemic?
I think everything just kind of turned up quite a bit. You know, it was just more intense, and stuff came out that was always there. But, you know, I think the people figured out what their best actions would be, and to, you know, to help the community or help themselves or their families, and they did them. And I think that shows, I really don't like to use the term resilience, but it showed a lot of resilience in the community as a whole.
How about yourself personally? You're still human.
Yeah, I am still human, I guess. Yeah, they always say, you know, you're a journalist, but you're also a human. But I guess running solo for months on end, you know, that was difficult, but you know, that Zoom was great and phone calls were great and texting was great and, keeping in touch with people early on. You know, I think if it wasn't for all the uncertainty and fear around a pandemic, it would have been a more, enjoyable experience. But, that part of it, the being in touch with people, but yeah, it was my family's local, and I didn't want to get them sick. I'm kind of a support if things go south, and I just wanted to keep my health in case, you know, my family needed me for mm-hmm. something.
Anytime I see you, inside or outside of work, you usually have a camera strapped to you. You bring it along with you. So you've taken so many photos over the past 3 years, hundreds, thousands, and we're going to go through some of them in just a moment. But was there a single photo or a single scene that will kind of stay with you forever?
I think some of the uncertainty around the vaccination will stay with me. That's actually one of the photos in the set we're going to talk about, or that's in the set that we can't talk about. Is just some of the vaccination stuff. People being uncertain, but, you know, trusting in the vaccine to hopefully get us out of this mess.
Well, let's go through some of them right now. The first photo that we're going to talk about, if you go to the state capitol, the Capitol Museum, there's that big golden bear. And this was before the official stay-at-home order, about a week before. Talk to us about this photo.
Yeah, there's a bear outside the governor's office called that's nicknamed Bacteria Bear because people touch it. And field trips, the kids all mob the bear and touch the bear. And it's just people call it Bacteria Bear because they're like, don't touch the bear, you'll get sick. And they put some kind of velvet ropes around the bear so people would not touch it with instructions to wash your hands more often. And I think that really illustrated, I mean, often when I go and I photograph politicians at the state capitol, if they're near Bacteria Bear, there's people always touching the statue, but here there's some distance.
Mm-hmm. And we didn't know what was to come. I mean, we knew things were kind of escalating, but that, you know, 1 week later, the stay-at-home order would be issued by the governor. Another, disheartening piece, a photo that really just brought back a sigh was the empty shelves with toilet paper and hand sanitizers and things like that. The panic buying, essentially. Talk to us about the photo that you reminded us of back in March of 2020.
Yeah, I went into a Target and took a photo. It's a scene that everyone had seen. But, you know, like you're saying, for the history of it, I thought it was an important photo to bring back. It's showing the panic buying of toilet paper. You know, it became a meme, but it was a very serious moment for a lot of people. And I think, it was definitely concerning to see how people were behaving around the rationing of certain things.
These photos really bring us back to the myriad of impacts that the pandemic had. One of them was the fact that a lot of people couldn't go to work. Food banks were in need, you know, more than ever or in recent years. But a lot of volunteers are often seniors and they were considered high risk. And you take this photo of the National Guard going in to help food banks.
Yeah. National Guard members from all over the state had come to Sacramento and other cities to pack food and do the volunteer tasks that were usually handled by mostly seniors. That kept people home and they really risked themselves. I mean, if you look in the photo, they're wearing gloves but not masks because, again, we didn't know exactly how this was spreading. It was definitely an odd moment. And looking back on it, I was like, why was I there?
Exactly. A big part of the last 3 years is, just kind of having tough conversations with loved ones or having disagreements about, you know, the pandemic and whether we are doing things the right way. And one piece of that were demonstrations and protests. And you capture one of those as one of your top 10 photos in the last 3 years where there were protesters demanding an end to the stay-at-home order. What stands out to you about this photo?
The streets were empty that day, except for in front of the Capitol. And people were protesting the stay-at-home order. There were a lot of arrests, I believe 32 arrests that day. It's May 1st, 2020. And the image is a line of police, just like any demonstration. But I think what kind of stands out about this image is that one of the officers is wearing a mask who's turned towards the camera. You can see that they're that was kind of a surprising thing to see at the time, which was, this isn't just any protest. This is a COVID stay-at-home order protest.
Finally, I want to end with what you touched upon at the beginning, because students and children were severely impacted over the last 3 years from not being able to have these really milestone moments of graduation or prom to go having distance learning and then going back into the classroom, but having to go through health screenings. Let's end on the last photo where we talk about vaccines and you use a picture of a student that was getting vaccinated in Sacramento.
There's a girl, she's 9 years old, she's getting vaccinated, and I think the concern was for her was that her older brother had gotten the vaccine recently, and her mother was concerned that he had a bad reaction to it. Mm-hmm. And so, but the mandate was, it looked like there was a mandate, it was then lifted, but that for her to go back to school, she needed to get this vaccine, and it was that sort of... tension that was coming through, and she's just bawling her eyes out, and her mom's comforting her, and they're giving her the shot at the same time. So
thank you so much, Andrew, for sharing these images. And you can see them online right now at capradio.org. Andrew Nixon is our visual journalist for Cap Radio. And I'm Vicki Gonzalez. Have a great day. We'll catch you back here on Monday.